This week, the public had a chance to see the equipment that keeps the Sydney Airport running. The McCurdy-Sydney Airport's first Meet the Fleet event took place Thursday at the Combined Services Building, featuring loaders, salt and sand trucks, a runway sweeper and blower, and more. Director of Business Development at the airport, Courtney Davis, says it's the first time they've held an event like this.
We decided today to do our very first Meet the Fleet event, where we invited the community out to see all the equipment that we use to keep our airport itself and the runway safe, reliable, efficient, and serving our community.
Despite cold weather and a nearby highway closure, Davis said it was still a successful event, with around 500 people coming out.
It's been great. It has been a bit of a cold day, but there's no rain and no snow, and we're so happy that people are coming out and seeing the things that we get to see every day, but a lot of people don't. It is hard work keeping the runway and the airport open and operational, especially with all the snow that we've had this year, but our maintenance team is doing such a great job, and we're proud to share that with our community.
She says it's important to give people a look behind the scenes.
We've never really done anything like that, and anything that happens airside by the aircraft on the runway, that's not always visible, but it's still very impressive. So to invite everybody out and see how these machines are used, and people seem to particularly like the horns on them, it's great. It's good. We love when people engage with what we do here and seeing what they enjoy and, you know, just having our community out here.
Davis discussed the potential for more events in the future.
So we talked about this and we thought this is just kind of testing the waters about who's going to come out and what they want to see and what they most enjoy. But we're thinking when it's nicer and sunnier, we will do this again and maybe we'll invite some of our different partners. So here we also have Allied Aviation and their de-icing trucks and the equipment they use to service the planes. So Allied Aviation has been great. And then we have our stuff here, but we do work with a lot of other partners. So if we want to do it in the summer, and we'll keep things... We'll invite more of our partners.
Director of Infrastructure at the Sydney Airport, Greg McGinnis, discussed the equipment brought on site.
We have a fleet here, two loaders, three sweepers. We have a few spare sweepers, two blowers. We have a skid steer, chemical truck, sand truck, salt truck, ATVs, so... just a myriad of different equipment here to manage the airfield. Basically, when you send out a sweeper or the plow, it does, you know, normal plow functions, but in the back, it'll sweep and it'll blow off. So when the guys are done the storm, it's a completely dry surface. It's pretty much a completely dry surface. And we'll also mechanically clean it when it's wet. Just to remove all the moisture, to avoid any frozen surfaces on the runways and taxiways and aprons.
He says all of the equipment is necessary to keep the airport going.
It requires every piece of equipment. They all have their own unique functions. Generally, we'll send out sweepers right away. We'll be recording the ground conditions as well and reporting those to aircraft and to the Charlottetown Flight Service Station. The sweepers go out and then they might create windrows on the sides of the runway, and then they end up getting cleared out by blowers afterwards. And, you know, when there's heavier storms, sometimes we require a lot more blower, a lot more of the large blower work as well. Some of the smaller equipment, like the Bobcat skid steer, used for kind of finer tuning. We use it in the parking lot quite a bit. And we also use it to clear around edge lights that help with visibility at night for pilots.
McGinnis says the most popular vehicle that day were the fire service trucks. The event wrapped up in earnest after an hour, so the equipment could get back in action to assist an incoming flight. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.